Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian on this afternoon. He is down exercising those acting chops. Very excited to see how he is going to be doing in this film. Feature-length film that he is going to be in, so I hope the best to him as he travels down south of the border to Chicago for that filming today. I'm joined by Jason Hafeman on the board. Evan will be coming in a little bit later to relieve Jason, but Jason, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm great, Luke. How are you?
I am doing well. This 2 o'clock, you know, it pops up on you quick, but I'm very excited because there's a ton of headlines to keep us company with Brian out of town and plenty of phone calls on the lines as well. I know we've got some listeners that I have a feeling are going to want to talk about the headlines today because we got some new Marquette University Law School polling that we're going to dive into. We've also got, breaking the last 20 minutes, an update in the Gable Mess saga. So there is a judge ruling here in Dane County about that. So we're going to dive into that as well. Along with Jason and I are going to discuss a terrific event that everyone can participate in Dane County tomorrow. Eat Local, Give Local, a event to support Dane by Local here in Dane County, supporting local businesses. So Jason and I will dive into that a little bit later as well. But folks, you're listening to this fine program and hearing my voice on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios. You're also hearing the program on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out in Waukesha, and Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, Wisconsin. That's 98.9 FM, WXCO 1230 AM, as well as the final two-station group here in Wisconsin, Locally Grown Radio in Wisconsin Rapids, that's 97.5 FM WFHR 1320 AM. And so let's dive right into the Marquette University polling because it is the breaking news of the day. We'll dive into the Gableman update as well as more reporting comes on about that. But here we go. Top line for the Marquette University Law School polling. And it's kind of interesting because it's an inverse of a lot of the national polling that we've been hearing since last week, Tuesday, when the partisan primary wrapped up. And we got the results of who was going to be on the ballot this November. There's a lot of polls coming out nationally showing, in a lot of instances, incumbent governor Tony Evers was going to have an easier race against construction businessman Tim Michaels. And Senator Ron Johnson, also an incumbent in this race, had a slight edge on Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin over at the Marquette University Law School polling seems to indicate, with the most recent poll results dropping today, it's kind of the opposite of that. Reading from Bill Glauber over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, headline, Marquette poll shows Mandela Barnes with 7-point lead over U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, with Governor Tony Evers in close race with GOP's Tim Michaels. Like I said, this is almost an inverse of everything we've been seeing since last week, Tuesday, when the results were finalized for the actual matchups for these two races this November. And so I find it pretty interesting. I'm going to preface it with the fact that polling is always a snapshot in time. It gives us a look at where Wisconsin voters were in that exact moment, and it's an imperfect science because there were a lot of polls that showed it was going to, like, in 2020, there were polls showing that Joe Biden was running away with the presidential election, and he eked that out by only a few thousand votes, 20,000 votes here in Wisconsin, 16,000 votes in Georgia. I believe it was like 24,000 votes in Arizona, but I could be off on that. I don't truly recall the margin in Arizona, but it was close in a lot of different states. And so polling isn't perfect. It was not a 10-point victory, as some polls in 2020 were showing. All the polls in 2016 showed that Donald Trump couldn't possibly win the presidency. And so you have to take all polls with a grain of salt. But this is a pretty interesting polling showing that is here on the ground in Wisconsin, a poll done in Wisconsin for Wisconsin, Marquette University Law School, showing that Ron Johnson's got an uphill battle. And I don't know if it's going to be a 7-point victory. I cannot possibly imagine a 7-point runaway victory for Mandela Barnes. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 844-967-2789. Do you believe that the matchup between incumbent governor Tony Evers and construction businessman Tim Michaels is going to be the closer race? Or do you believe Senator Ron Johnson, also an incumbent, against Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is going to be the closer race? Because Tony Evers has a 2-point lead in this poll. Again, margin of error, I want to say, is about 3.5%. So it could be larger than that. And Mandela's lead over Ron Johnson could be smaller than it is, but it also could be larger than. So margin of error is an interesting aspect to take into consideration. But what do you think, folks? 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. But Jason, are you a little shocked by these polling numbers, or do you think this is... Where do you believe this is a true representation of where Wisconsinites are right now?
It's difficult to tell. Like you said, things can change with the wind sometimes. Let's do a little speculating, Luke, for fun. So Tim Michaels laid low. So maybe that helped him, right? Maybe that's why he's up a little higher. So we understand that the Tim Michaels approach is lay low, stay out of the spotlight, and maybe I'll, you know, gain some traction. Whereas Mandela Barnes actually was in the same room with the guy on Saturday. He was at the Latino Chamber event, which was pretty cool. Latino Chamber of Commerce Awards on Saturday. Our friend Francesca Hong was there too, and Mandela Barnes was there. So he's been out and about, and he's gained some success. So I'm not sure which approach is better, but I guess if you don't have a lot of good things to say or much to run on, maybe staying quiet, it makes sense. And when you have good things to say, maybe you pick up a 7-point lead.
I don't know. I think Ron Johnson has plenty to say, and it's not none of it's good, and he's been in front of cameras a ton. So I don't know if maybe it holds up. We had a text in yesterday thinking, well, is it political strategy for Tim Michaels to go MIA? If he's just laying low, say, recharging his batteries after the primary race and just trying to – he's going to run some ads, and he's going to lay low. It could be a strategy. I still contend he went home to Connecticut. And he just didn't want to tell anybody that he went home to Connecticut. So I'm going to stand by that until proven otherwise.
Did you also, were you watching it? You said, I've heard you talk about that you were watching the Packers preseason game, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So you caught the Tim Michaels ad during that Packers preseason game. Did you happen to see that one, Luke?
See, I tune out for the ads. This is weird for me.
He's driving in the truck.
He's always driving in the truck. I don't know if I've seen an ad of him not driving in the truck.
He's got the shirt unbuttoned a little bit. I'm the common guy, and I own this truck. No, you don't. And on top of that, he at no point, he's talking about, I built thousands of jobs in Wisconsin, and not, he didn't mention that many of those are on government contracts, but you know, it's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that's just the nuance of it all.
Right. And but it was, and then not only that, but it was a very unpolished delivery from Michaels in the ad. So is that part of the strategy too? Like, let's now do a $1 million commercial, or however much money you spend producing this commercial, and have it give it that feel that I'm going to bumble around a little bit too, you know, so I see.
I think that just might actually be his personality. I don't know if it's him intentionally bumbling around. I think Tim Michaels is just kind of a little, I don't know if bumbly is a word that you'd use to describe somebody.
I'd use it, yeah.
Yeah, like I just think of a bumblebee then, I guess. But I have a feeling kind of the bumbly nature of his personality, because he does seem like a fish out of water. Yeah. When you see him in a lot of this instance, when he's wearing flannel and driving a pickup truck, that you're like, you don't drive a pickup truck up to your Greenwich mansion. Like, you just don't. Like, he's got a car service that probably takes him in and out of Manhattan, where he lives at least about 180 days of the year, and he's going to tell you those last 3 or 4 days give him enough here in Wisconsin for the 183rd day. That's what he would need, right? For 365, for you to live mostly in one state versus the other, you'd have to spend 183 days in your primary residence. So really, it comes down to he just has an alert maybe in his phone that tells him when to be in Wisconsin and when to be in Connecticut. I don't fully know. I don't understand the schedule. But again, I'm not a Connecticut businessman running in Wisconsin to be the next governor. I don't understand it. But the polling here shows that it seems like it's going to be a closer race than some were thinking for Evers and Tim Michaels, because even in June, the most recent Marquette University polling before today, Evers had a 7-point lead over Michaels in the hypothetical then, because it was a hypothetical. We did not know who the winner of the GOP primary was. And so therefore there's two matchups that Marquette University did 2 months ago. And it was either a hypothetical of Evers going up against Clayfish or a hypothetical of him going up against Michaels. And then in that hypothetical, he held a 7-point lead. That margin has now shrunk to about 2 points. With the most recent polling today, there's also some other interesting polling down below in the Marquette University Law School, especially when it comes to the issues that Wisconsin voters care about most by party affiliation. So we're going to dive into those. We've got an excellent segment coming up about the Eat Local, Give Local campaign Dane by Local is doing tomorrow, August 18th. And an update on Gableman is coming up as well, because I really wish we weren't going to have to talk about him as much, but the fact is he's still in the news despite the fact that the man has been let go by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss last Friday. So we're going to talk about that. We've got an update ruling from a judge here in Dane County surrounding that. It's kind of some good news, though, so I'm excited to get into it, as well as your phone calls, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but you on the phone lines, and we're going to get to these Wisconsin headlines and more. And it's going to be an interesting Wednesday, so you're going to want to stay tuned. You're listening on Devil Radio in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 in Wausau, and locally grown radio 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be right back.